This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1673. Four games to learn business English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In this episode, we ask the question, should adult learners play games to learn English? Today, hear about the games we played with All Ears English listeners in the Urban Immersion Adventure and how games like these can help you learn faster.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? How you feeling?
I'm good, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited that today's episode is actually not just on the podcast, but it's also on YouTube. So you guys can go over and see us there. You get to watch this whole episode and hit subscribe to that channel, to the All Ears English YouTube channel.
Exactly. Hit subscribe because, guys, we are really ramping up the time we spend on YouTube, right, Lindsay? Like, it's very... Yes. It's very exciting. It's fun to be on the video. It's fun for our listeners to get to see us. So we're really, we're here. So if you don't hit subscribe, you're not going to know when we're here. So
I know. I think a lot of our listeners, you know, they've been listening to us for years and they probably have an idea of what we look like, right? Because you always have in your head what you think someone looks like when you listen to a radio show. You always have a vision. But come over to the YouTube channel and see if it's true. See if we match your vision, guys.
And then it's kind of fun also because you're learning in a different way, actually, when you are watching it, because you're getting to see our body language. You're getting to see our facial expression. So I think it's kind of learning in a different way as well, if that's what you want to try.
Yeah. So guys, come over, check it out. But Michelle, what are we getting into today? Are we talking about game playing today?
We are. We're going to be having some fun. We are talking about games and how they can help you learn business English, actually. Yes. You know, we talk a lot about games on this show. We talk about card games and game nights. For example, episode 1372, if you want to take a listen, we talked about how to succeed at game night in English. So you know, I have a few things that I was thinking we could talk about today because sometimes I get this feeling that when somebody hears, oh, we're playing a game, you kind of feel like, what am I, like in school or a kid or something like that? Yeah. What do you think?
That's how I usually feel, to be honest. I'm not a, I know you're a big games person. You've told me you love playing card games, yeah. but then your husband doesn't like to and yes. he always gets out of the games. We've heard, yes. you know, we've heard this, our listeners know, but I'm kind of like Dan. I don't really like, cause I'm like, sometimes I have a hard time remembering all the intricate rules of the games. But yeah. then if I do get involved, like I was in Atlanta a few weeks ago at someone's wedding party thing and we played, what is that? Not Pictionary, but the one where you have to describe it without the word, the taboo.
Oh, I love Taboo.
It was so much fun. I actually had a blast, but I was all nervous before I played because I was worried I would, you know, not be able to do it. So I have a complex around games. I have a complex, Michelle.
That's so funny. No, it's really fun to play games, but then you did have fun. I used to play Taboo all the time with my friends. Yes, growing that's up, so like as a teenager, like when, I love Taboo.
I think that's the thing. I was just going to say, I think if you grew up playing a lot of games with your family and friends, you love it as an adult. But if you didn't grow up, I was always just outdoors running around building forts in the woods. So we didn't really play indoor games that much.
You're better than all
better.
Of us.
No, Michelle, I'm not saying that's better. Anyway.
I love teasing you about that, though.
I know.
Okay. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But the question here today is, can it be a useful tool as an adult when you're learning a language per se? Yeah. Like, especially, you know, we have talked about games, but thinking about it from this kind of business angle, because guys, we know you guys are professionals, you're global professionals, and we want to talk about if this is appropriate ways for you to learn through games. So, Lindsay, do you think that games are useful for learning English?
Learning English itself? Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
For learning languages, yeah.
For learning languages, definitely. We want to start holding game nights at All Ears English. We're looking into that. We're hoping to be able to do that. And we did a lot of games, Michelle, during our urban immersion adventures a few years ago. What was that like for you?
Oh, that was so much fun. I mean, we had a whole group of adults, right? It wasn't a children's thing. It wasn't like a kid's summer camp.
Yeah.
And we would send people into the world, like doing scavenger hunts and telephone practice. And we did theater games, right? A drama workshop and all sorts of things like that, right? And like,
yes.
And for me, as a learner, when I've been working on learning languages, I always like learning games. Like, you kind of have to use your mind in a different way. Sometimes you have to quickly memorize or quickly, like, produce some sort of language so I think that they can be helpful in general. But Lindsay, let's move on to the next question, and we can definitely talk more about the urban adventure kinds of games too.
Sure.
Do you think they're useful for learning English if you're learning for business specifically?
Yeah, I do. Well, I think especially, you know, that's why in our business English course, we put a lesson on how to understand team building games.
Yeah.
Because as long as you take the extra step, guys, and prepare yourself, if you work in a corporation and you work in English and you're going to be playing these games in English, companies like to do this to bring you together.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. So we wanted to put that into the course to help you be ready for it. As long as you do the extra step to prepare beforehand, I do think they can be really useful. Yeah, for sure.
I think so too. Yeah, that's a very good point. Is like actually in the business world, these kinds of games are played for team building.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah. And the other thing is that business English, and we talked about this, Lindsay, this is real English. These are people, right? Business is people. And you don't want to, if you look down on these games, I don't know. I think you could be missing out on something that could be really helpful. So if you're learning for work, I wouldn't say just say, no. But why can they be good for business?
I mean, Yeah, they can make you more motivated. I like the idea of when we start playing a game, we kind of go into a whole new mindset. We get out of that classroom mindset, which is what we're trying to get out of with All There's English. We get out of the textbook mindset and we get into a more playful, fun character in a way. So you can be motivated. You can use your mind in different ways, creativity, speed, reactions, thinking quickly, right? These are all things we don't get to do every day.
Yeah. And this is so important for business, right? To sometimes be able to brainstorm things in a meeting and, you know, think in, think in different ways. So like, just like using your brain in that way, I think is so helpful. So a lot of different types of games are also good. I think just in general, like games are good for making new connections in your brain. Learning something new. So just instead of just always practicing the speaking or the reading or the writing, which is obviously important, just kind of taking it to a totally different place. So your brain is like, oh, this is new. And you'll be more prepared for those instances where you have to think quickly or you have to learn something new. Like you're just preparing and building new connections in your mind, I think.
Yeah, it solidifies the language learning, right? The actual words. You will, you know, you guys are always asking us, I learned a lot of vocabulary words, but how do I make sure I can use them? This is how, by playing games with them, because your recall improves. As Michelle just said, you know, that immediate synapse fires faster. Right. So it'll be ready for you, that word, when you want to insert it into a conversation. That's so good.
Right. And also they can be good for, you know, connections. A lot of games are really about listening as well. Maybe you have a partner in a game or something. So getting to really get with that listening practice, and not only listening, but you can focus on maybe a particular grammar point, a pronunciation point. You can kind of customize in different games to what you need.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the point here is I know that a lot of All There's English listeners, some of you guys are actually English teachers. We know that. So we want to encourage you to try games in your lessons, in your classrooms, in your tutoring. And also if you are a student, if you're working with a tutor or a teacher, ask them if you can do a warm-up game at the beginning, you know, challenge them to try teaching you in different ways. Right, Michelle?
Right. I love that. Yes. So, I mean, but how can you make a game more suitable for business? I mean, there are, you know, it's not exactly necessarily the same as if you're playing with a kid or something like that. Yeah. I mean, if you really want to focus on business, what are some things that you might want to focus on?
I mean, I think, you know, it's all about the content. It's not so much about the game itself. Right. It's about the content of the game, for example, in the games that we did, in the Urban Immersion Adventures, that wasn't necessarily a business program, but actually there are a lot of business people that attended it, our awesome students from the Boston and New York Adventures, and the Japan Adventures as well. In Tokyo, we did a lot of these with our students too. Inserting things like business vocabulary, writing games, right? Games where, you know, you need to write something in correct grammar in an email. That can be made into a game, or the phone game we did.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle? I think that involves some running across the grass.
Yeah.
And using the phone, and people were like writing on someone's back as a
Oh, that was so much fun. Yeah.
We have some fantastic pictures on our website, guys. Come back to allersenglish.com. Check out the photos from those events. They were so fun, Michelle.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Those were fun. Yeah. Ugh. So, like, you know, you get practice talking to many people, like interviews, and, you know, just it's different. It's different. Yeah. And your mind learns to be prepped for something different. Yeah. So I think that that's important. And like, not just for business, but for life in general, to be able to just learn in different ways. Don't get stuck in the same old thing, or don't necessarily like think, oh, no, that's not for me. You know, with learning, it's different. Maybe if games aren't your thing in your personal life, okay, fine. But like, I think the moral is to always be looking for new things to try as you're learning.
Yeah. And challenging your brain. Because the fact is, you know, as we get into routines every day, that routine is very easy for your brain, right? Oh, what happened, Michelle?
I'm sorry, everyone.
Oh my gosh, we're having a disaster over here on YouTube. Come and check it out, guys.
I was trying to. if you want to see what just happened,
your whole desk go crashing down. Okay,
no, that's all right. I was trying to move my leg because my foot was under me and it was a whole mess. Anyway, I'm back.
No, that's okay. Well, let's give our listeners some ideas of very concrete games that they could play with their okay. students, if they're teachers, or students could challenge their teachers to try, right?
Okay. Yes, Lindsay. Okay. So here we go. One is speed dating. And Lindsay, I think we did this in our live urban adventure events. I mean, tell us a little bit about this. Do you remember what we did here?
You know what? I'm trying to remember, to be honest, but I think the concept was like speed dating, like romantic speed dating, but not romantic, right? So everyone was paired up with someone else for a few minutes, and then they would have questions to ask each other. Was that right, Michelle? Was that how it worked?
I think so. And also, was this part of, no, not in the article club. We had read articles.
No, that was different. Yeah.
That was different. But yes, being just like what, in general, whether this was exactly how we did it or not, this idea of like kind of moving quickly around, having a time, set amount of time where you talk to someone and you have to keep the conversation up. And this can be great for interview practice. Like maybe you customize it to business and you say, okay, you now we're not just speed dating, but we're pretending we're on interviews, right?
Oh,
one of you is the boss, one of you, right? So like, it can be really customized as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think part of what makes this game fun is just the speed of getting up all the time. You're getting up every 3 minutes.
You can't
get
bored.
And you're meeting the next person. We also did it at the beginning of the weekend. So people got to know everyone. They got to meet and talk to everyone. And this just creates a really nice sense of community in the classroom, you know, for your for other students. So what else, Michelle? What else did we do?
These are some other ideas that I had. So we shared some of those, but this is storytelling. So this is about sharing lines from a story. So so I actually just did this with some students.
Cool.
And it really, it really made things fun. So like, you know, one person says a line of story. So like you could say like, it was midnight. And I was standing outside of my house. And then it's like, okay, Lindsay, you go. And now you add onto the story. And we keep on going back and forth. Or if you do it in a group, right? And this is good. You can practice your grammar, your vocab, right?
Yes.
You could even choose the vocab that has to be used. Like maybe you're like, you have to use these five words. You have to use the, like you can make it challenging in different ways.
Yeah, for sure. And then another one, you could just go around the room and, or even with your tutor. Sorry, that's my... my Alexa. Geez, we got a lot of interruptions today.
It's real life.
Yeah, it's real life. Even with your teacher guys, you could go around, go through the alphabet, and each person has to say a word that begins with that letter. Right, Michelle? That could be a fun one too.
Right. So you could do like A, apple, August, animal. And like you have to just keep on going. And as soon as, you know, you stop, as soon as you can't think of something, then, but you could say like, oh, these have to be words about this business field, right? Like,
yes.
So the idea is, again, like not necessarily the game, but how can you not just say, oh, no, like that game, like really, like the alphabet game? That sounds like a kid's game. Okay, is it really? Can we make it? Can we change it? Can we be creative?
Yeah, let's be creative. Have you ever played Bowl of Nouns? Bowls of Nouns or Bowl of Nouns? You've never played that game? It's a harder version of Taboo, like much harder because it involves remembering what's been said before. Definitely check it out. I bet you would like that game.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Bowl of Nouns.
That's Bowl of Nouns. Yep.
Okay.
So what's the takeaway, Michelle, for our listeners today? What do you think?
Well, the takeaway is games are not just for kids. They can help adults in many ways, and they can make learning more fun. They can be great for your brain, and they're good for learning business English as well. So don't just say, nah, I'm doing business English. I don't play games. No, we're never too old or we're never too cool for games. We can always customize them, but you got to get creative and they can be very helpful.
So challenge your teacher. If you're working with a tutor or a trainer or you're in a classroom, challenge them to put together some games for you to learn in a new way. And Michelle, I'm excited to start trying some games with our audience.
Yes.
You know, some live game nights.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have a trivia night. So guys, next year, Allers English is going to be looking into this option to host a game night with you guys. If this sounds interesting, then come back to the blog and let us know that you're excited about that. This episode is episode number, what is it, Michelle? It's 1673. So let us know, guys. Awesome.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, this was fun. Thank you all for listening. And Lindsay, I'll see you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.